I'm here to talk to you about returning to school after someone important in your world has died. I'll answer some questions which may have come up for you and how you can get in touch with us at Winston's Wish. It can be very tricky returning to school when someone has died, but it can be different for everybody. Some children can't wait to go back to school to see their friends and get back into a routine, while others might be worried about what people at school will say and how they'll manage their feelings while they're there. Going back to school after the holidays, starting a new class, or school can be daunting when your important person's died. You might be anxious about explaining what's going on for you to new classmates or teachers. However you feel, it can be helpful to have a think about what you would like to happen when you're getting back into school, what support you might need, and the kind of things you might want to say to your teachers and friends. You might be thinking, when should I go back to school after a bereavement? There's no right or wrong answer to this question. It's about when is the right time for you to go back to school. Some young people find that they want to go back to school straight away, as they find having routine and being around their friends really helpful. Others prefer to wait a while. It can help to talk to your parent and carer and teachers about how you feel and when you want to go back to school. There might be the option to do shorter days or a couple of days a week to start off with to ease you back in. What might be helpful when you return to school is having someone to speak to. Some children find that it helps to have a member of staff that they can talk to. It might be that you have regular times to meet with them during the school day, or your school might agree to give you permission to go and find them as and when you feel you need to. It can be really helpful to have someone around who knows what's going on for you and is there to listen to you and doesn't need you to retell your story. You might prefer to have a clear separation between home life and school life. School might be a place that you go to have space from what's going on at home and a chance to feel normal, as other parts of your life might feel like they're constantly changing or out of your control. Another thing which might help is speaking to your school before you go back. It can be really helpful to let the school know what you prefer to happen when you return, so that they can make sure it is best as it can be for you. If you don't feel able to tell your head teacher yourself, you can ask a parent or adult to do it for you. Your school may suggest some things to help you when you're going back. If your school haven't contacted you to ask you what you would like, speak to a teacher, parent or friends so that they can help you to ask for what you need. Your school will want to support you, but won't know what you need or want unless you let them know. Of course, you might change your mind about what you need as you settle back into school, and that's okay. Just let them know and keep them up to date with how you're doing. Some children can be worried about what to say to friends. Your friends may or may not be aware of what has happened and who has died. They may ask you questions or they may not mention it because they don't want to upset you. If you're starting a new school class, then your classmates might not know what has happened and ask questions like, "Do you have any brothers or sisters? Or is your dad picking you up from school today?" It's not always easy knowing how to talk about your loved one or why you have been off school. Sometimes children wonder about how they can talk about their family when someone has died. For example, what should you say if someone asks how many siblings you have or what your parents are like? It can be helpful to have answers prepared so that you know what you're going to say. For example, "My brother died a month ago. We're really sad about it and I'd prefer not to talk about it right now." Or, "My mum died of breast cancer last week. I'm not really sure how I'm feeling right now, but I'll let you know if I want to talk about it." Remember, you don't have to talk about anything if you aren't ready to, but you may also find that opening up to a friend can help. It's important to remember to go easy on yourself. Grieving can take a lot of emotional, mental, and physical energy and can impact all areas of life. You might notice some changes in your eating and sleeping patterns, so you might find yourself feeling more tired and finding it harder to concentrate on schoolwork or in class. You may find that you have less time to be able to do things like homework, as you may need to spend the evenings talking with your family about how you're feeling in your grief. Finding the balance can be tough, making sure that you give yourself enough time and space to grieve, while also considering other important things in your life, so that you don't get too far behind in your work, for example, as this can become an extra worry. It can really help to talk these things through with someone at school that you can trust. They might be able to work with you to make a plan for how you will balance your schoolwork with everything else you're dealing with. You might want to speak to someone outside of your everyday life. We're here to speak to if you feel you need to. If you have any questions about returning to school or want to talk to us about your worries, you can use our live chat on our website, winstonswish.org, or call us free on 08088 020 021, Monday to Friday, 8 in the morning till 8 in the evening.